Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi. Just taking a drink of water there. It's a timeout.
D.O., baby! D.O.!
What? We'll get to Draymond in a moment. But we've got more Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick news.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
There's a scathing story and then
yeah.
A rebuttal and...
There's all kinds of stuff about this situation.
Look, that thing is a cluster F and we all know
yeah.
it.
Not talking about this.
No.
No.
And it's only going to get worse because people are... Yeah, people are
gonna,
sniffing around.
People are going to keep digging.
So
eventually
Pablo Torres,
she's going to do a tell-all.
Pablo Torres had...
Pablo Torre.
He had this, and I... Buck, you forwarded that to me, but I'll be honest, I did not listen.
It's long. It's not...
It's his podcast. But you're saying that he... So he was saying that he has investigated Jordan...
I guess he's
Hudson.
Talked to 11 different people in their lives about her involvement or something like that, and... He said it was made pretty clear to him on no uncertain terms that she is, because of how the higher-ups feel, has become persona non grata at
yes.
UNC. And then and that was what led to the report. He said people aggregated it, so it sounded worse than it was, but it was just like, banned. She's been banned from the buildings.
Right.
And then they're like, well, no, she hasn't. But that he's saying that doesn't mean they don't want her there, and they have expressed as much.
Right.
Yeah, and he said that he had filed a ton of public records requests with her name.
This
and
is Pablo.
Pablo, yeah. And North Carolina will not respond to him. And he claimed from the highest levels of North Carolina that they are having these discussions, that she has become a massive problem. And so they responded. This is from North
Wait,
Carolina.
So the story today was
yes.
that North Carolina has banned her from... The football facility.
That was the story this morning, and
yeah.
then before we even got to lunchtime, they were like, no, 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 that's
yeah.
not true,
yeah,
that's
they
not
put
true.
Out
North Carolina
statement.
Said, well, Jordan Hudson is not an employee. They want that known.
Yeah.
At the University of
true.
Carolina Athletics, she is welcome to the Carolina football facilities. Really? Jordan will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for Carolina football and the university. Basically what they're saying is she is no longer involved in anything regarding football because she was. Remember, that was the infamous include her on all emails sent to Bill, and she was there at practice. So clearly
God, she was at practice.
She was at practice.
What the hell is she doing
she
at
like,
practice?
Do you see her like walk on the field
yes.
during their scrimmage or spring
no,
game to like fix
that.
Something in his pocket or something like that? Like she is on him.
So North Carolina is claiming that this is fake news. Of course, Bill claims that it's fake news. He claimed that 60 Minutes, it was a railroad interview job, which is total horse crap. Look, this has become a problem. Bill hired a separate PR firm outside of Jordan Hudson the moment after that interview aired. His family thinks this is a problem. So this is their way. But Bill's not willing to give up the 24-year-old skush. He's not punting on that. So basically,
she has something over
she's
him.
She's got something over him. And so North Carolina, well, I know what she's got on him, too. He's like 74. He's not giving that up. That doesn't come along every day. So this is their way of being like, no, she hasn't been banned, but she's not an employee. She's not related to anything football. She's not going to be on the emails, but she's still welcome at the facilities. And my guess is Bill and her have had to have an uncomfortable conversation of just, we need to dial it back a notch or two. And eventually, if I'm like projecting this out, this thing's going to blow up and she'll eventually will write a tell-all and it's going to get ugly for Bill. Because that was what Pablo had reported, is that members of the Bill's family thought that this could really negatively impact his legacy. And that leads me to believe that this relationship could be more problematic than anyone wants to let on.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that it's problematic.
According to Tori, quote, "These guys are watching Jordan come in and they're eye rolling. They're nudging each other. That was the description. But they're not telling Bill. They're not telling Coach that this is a bad idea. So she comes in and out alphas everybody in the room. And that's how, in a short amount of time, in a period of months, they've watched her take power." Goes on to say that one source who worked with her on one of Belichick's shows stated that she's, quote, "the worst person I've ever met. And I've worked with multiple sociopaths."
God. Who said that?
So, a source who has worked with both of them.
Was that Pablo?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Pablo said that he's like, "I stand by every one of this." And he said, "This comes from the highest and the closest sources."
He's like, "This is good, real reporting.
This is good, real reporting."
I love this story.
So look, the fact of the matter is, you had a guy that for 30 years was known as the most hard-nosed, no-nonsense, do your job, no days off, right?
It's already been addressed.
Insta-face, you know, all this crap. And in the matter of a few months, dude, he has put his head squarely in between cheeks, and it's so buried up in there that he can't see what a clown he looks like. I don't know how this is going to affect North Carolina as far as wins and losses, but dude, this is I don't remember another guy whose reputation or at least like personality has made such a hard left-hand turn. I mean, he was the
most...
It's
very out of character.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Which is also why I'm sticking to my guns that he dumps her. And I think it's going to be on the tarmac in Dublin next year.
Well, he better give her a big...
What's the price tag on that NDA to get her to not write the book?
Millions.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, now, you know, she's... There's all kinds of rumors about, again, how they met. And she had a previous old... you know, millionaire boyfriend. And I just don't think you want her. If you're Bill, I don't think you can afford a rogue Jordan Hudson out there.
Well, if he cared about his career, he's 73. He's 73.
Yeah.
If he cared about his career, he would dump her.
Yes.
This is way too problematic. Yeah. If he does not dump her, he is either, like you said, he's either being blackmailed or he is so far in, and yeah, the power of the P will,
it's possible.
It does do this to some men.
Well,
he is so far in that he isn't even seeing what's happening, and yeah, that's even scarier. Well,
everyone has known the guy who gets lost in the maze, and it just nothing else matters.
I get that.
Great
and we
men,
all
more great men have
yes,
fallen
this way.
This way.
No,
than,
that's very
than
true.
Than any other.
In a lot, that is so true. But I would say that if there's one guy in sports that we would have guessed would never fall into this trap,
this,
it's Belichick.
Yeah,
he's 73. She's 24.
Hey, man. There's pills out
there.
He
doesn't
there.
Even have
there's
like
pills and lotions.
He wears cutoff sweatshirts with holes in them. He doesn't care about anything but football.
If you would have told me 2 years ago that Bill was going to be on Instagram catching his girlfriend as a mermaid, like, this is the same guy that said, "Your face, my face, insta face."
I mean, again, we've seen these football guys and they're just all about football. They don't care about anything else.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, well,
it's just so out of character.
Football kind of got taken away from him a little bit, and he needed something to fill that hole, and I think
he's filling a hole.
Well, if he filled a hole.
I'll tell you what.
Well,
man.
I guess they're saying, to his book that he was promoting, that he was all proud of, is a total tank job, too.
Tank job? What
like,
does that
no
mean?
One's buying it.
Well,
like,
yes, because this we talked about this while you're gone. Of course no one's buying it, because he didn't put anything that we want in it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He's an idiot. Listen, Bill Belichick, and this ties in perfectly to what we're going to talk about next, which is Draymond Green's comments today. Yeah. Bill Belichick did the exact same thing with the CBS interview. Yeah. He comes out and he says, they are painting me in a way that isn't accurate.
Yeah.
And it's a narrative, and the media is out to get me. And all of that is just not true. It's never true. Yeah. It's amazing to me how many successful, smart people like Bill Belichick or Draymond Green or whomever think this.
Yeah.
Belichick is absolutely out to lunch if he thinks anybody wants to read a book about how he, about his career and how he worked his way. No, dude, we want to hear about your relation, your version of your relationship with Tom Brady. Yeah. We want to hear about your version of your relationship with Robert Kraft.
And we'd like to explain away this.
And what is this? All of it. This is what we want. And if you don't see that, you're an idiot.
You and the fact that he thinks that it's not interesting, the Jordan Hudson thing.
Exactly.
Like, realize, someone pointed out, this would be the equivalent if my next girlfriend was born right now. If my girl, my next future girlfriend
was old are you?
I'm 47. Yeah. If she was being born right now, today.
Well, there have been a bunch of jokes about how she wasn't even alive at a time of multiple Super Bowls that he won. I mean, it's
and
like,
he doesn't,
not even alive.
And he can't understand why people might be interested in how they met.
Dude, he is, maybe you're right. Maybe it's just he is so freaking out to lunch.
Yeah.
Maybe he is just a bigger dolt than we even know, other than his football acumen.
And this is my point. Not that I've been around the NFL forever, but getting a glimpse of that, and I was around football a lot in my life for the first 25 years of it. You will meet people that are the smartest football minds you've ever been around. They have forgotten more about football than I will never know, and you get them away from football, and you are shocked at how ignorant and dumb and unworldly they are, because every ounce of their being was poured into football. And I do think that, especially in like relationships, I think Bill may be one of those guys.
Well, he's got kids, right? Well, we knew he's
kids. Got kids.
And he's been married.
Yeah, but you wonder
and
how.
And he's dated for long periods of time.
You wonder how much of that, like, trust me, man, there's a lot of coaches that are married and they see their wives 7 seconds, every other Tuesday.
Well, I get it, but I'm just saying that at least he has not been single for 73 years and now is dating a 24-year-old prostitute.
Yeah.
I mean, he has lived those other elements of life.
Yeah.
No matter how little.
Sure.
Of course, we know he's probably had his head buried in football most of the time, but I mean, it blows me away that he sits down with CBS for an interview about his book
and
he can't figure out why they're asking him these lines of questions. Yeah. And then he has the balls to come out and say, oh, they're just painting a narrative that isn't true. Dude, wake up.
It'd be like if I showed up with a toupee tomorrow on the show and then was like, what are you talking about?
Right. It's like, I just can't believe this narrative.
I'm here to talk about sports, Isaac, not my hair.
Yeah, what is this?
We're not talking about that.
No,
why would you want to even talk about that?
Someone says, my wife is pregnant with my first girl. You stay away from my daughter, Sook. No, I won't.
Ew.
I'll just sit in the shadows and wait.
The other kind of revelation from the Pablo Torre thing is that it may have been the reason she didn't want to talk about how they met is that they or she lied about her age then, and she was actually 19 when they met, when he was 69, and so the gap would be 50 years, and she was a technical teenager.
Dude, we all...
Optics of that not great, and so they've been avoiding the details of that story.
What, there is nothing that you could tell me about how they met, whether that is on a sugar daddy website or she was 19 or there's 18. She could have been 12. There's nothing about that you could tell me that I'd be like, I don't believe that.
Well, I don't know about 12.
Yeah, I know. But you know, my point is, you're not going to shock me with anything. You're just not.
I mean, is there really a difference between 69 and 19 and 70? Yeah.
No, there's not at
23?
All. But I think the optics of her technically being a teenager, they thought were problematic.
The optics are so good now.
Yeah, well, it's like... worse than they even are now.
I don't know. Do you think of a 19-year-old as more 17, 18, or do you think of a 19-year-old as more early 20s, like 20, 21?
The teen still gets you the heebie-jeebies.
Because, yeah. I mean, she was a college student either way, but just hearing 19 instead of 20
or 21. Yeah, the moment you hear 20, like, as an old, dirty man, there's
probably
people.
That's where it flips.
People can just, wait, she's 20. But when you hear the teen, you're like,
I got to wait a couple months.
Yeah, I got to wait a little bit on that one.
God.
It's all creepy.
All right, well, Draymond is going the way of Belichick, and he now somehow believes that his reputation is a narrative being spun by the media. The big bad media strikes again. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.